Welcome back to post-game coverage of West Fork softball as they defeated their rival North Butler here tonight 10-2, and we are joined by the head coach of West Fork softball, Sadie Winfrey. And coach, a big win for your team here tonight. Got the offense going in the later innings and stay undefeated on the year.
Yeah, kind of we worried at the beginning, but we talk about the domino effect of somebody's got to start it, and we always just follow, and that's what, gladly that they did in the fifth inning to get it started and just keep it going to kind of take it away from there.
For you, able to limit the Bearcats to two runs, a very energetic offensive team they want to be, being able to limit a team like that to just two runs here tonight, the testament to the defense for the team.
Yeah, we struggle a little bit with some errors, but, you know, just keeping their head up. Libby does a great job at getting us out of some sticky situations, you know, and keeping her team pumped up, and everyone kind of was able to just get out of those slumps. When they made an error, they got back up and did what they needed to do, so we were lucky to get out of those.
There's nothing like having top of Iowa Conference East rivalries, getting to start the series with the Bearcats this year on your home field. What that felt like?
Yeah, it's exciting. There's always a lot of energy. They're a good team. She had us on those rise balls for the longest time. You know, she's a good pitcher. She did a good job. They have a lot of energy. I said they're killing you in energy right now in their field. Their shortstop was all about the energy. So that's awesome, and that's what these teams need to do in order to be successful. So.
Opening your season on a four-game homestand, what that was like for you as this concludes that homestand?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever done this before. I was doing the field today. I'm like, have I ever done it four times in the beginning of the year? But I think it was a good way to start us here, you know, where we practice, where we do all the things that we do, and kind of get used to it, get in the groove of things, make changes that we see fit as the season starts to get going here. Yeah, I'm so excited to see what we can do now on an away diamond or somewhere else. So,
final thoughts as you look to translate the great things this team has been doing here to begin the year as you head on the road now.
I'm super proud of them for not falling when we kind of got behind there at first. That in the past, that's something we've always struggled with, is getting out of those slumps. So super proud of them that they were able to do that and grab all the energy that we needed to end the game early there.
Well, Coach, best of luck in action this week, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.